And now for your radio news update, I'm Navy Petty Officer Eloise Johnson. The war continues. Recent talks between Russia and Ukraine have yet to yield a significant breakthrough, as conflict continues to devastate Ukrainian cities and the prospect of a ceasefire is still uncertain. Navy Seaman Anthony Garo discusses the recent attacks on Ukraine and the state of each nation.
Russia launched a barrage of ballistic missiles and drones at Ukrainian cities in overnight attacks. As Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said, Moscow was hesitating about another round of U.S. brokered talks on stopping the fighting. Washington has proposed further negotiations between Russia and Ukrainian delegations in Miami or Abu Dhabi, which was the location of the last meeting. Zelensky said, quote, "So far, as I understand it, Russia is hesitating." He went on to say Ukraine has confirmed attendance. Dmitry Peskov, spokesman for the Russian government, said another round of talks was expected soon, but gave no further details. American officials made no comment on the possibility of further talks as a part of a year-long peace effort by the Trump administration. Zelensky said last week that the United States has given Ukraine and Russia a June deadline to reach a deal. But with Russia's invasion of its neighbor marking its fourth anniversary later this month, disagreements between Moscow and Kiev over key issues have held up a comprehensive settlement. The issues include who keeps the Ukrainian land and Moscow's demands for Kiev to surrender more territory. According to Zelensky, Ukraine wants Western-backed security guarantees, including a date for joining the European Union, and post-war reconstruction package in place before it contemplates signing a proposed 20-point settlement. For more information, visit www.apnews.com. From Sigonella, Sicily, I'm Navy Seaman Anthony Garro.
That's your radio news update from AFN Sigonella. I'm Navy Petty Officer Eloise Johnson.